it's official. The Eagles have the number one defense in the National Football League. And yes, it's definitely legit. Dallas still stinks. Yo, by the way, Kick Dig back here. Another great week of football. Wait, rerun. And I'm celebrating because everything is going the Eagles' way. The Eagles are two games up, basically, in the NFC East. They have the number one defense in the National Football League. And the Dallas Cowboys stink. They stink. Put a fork in them. They are sending Mark Holmes to the loony bin. He has lost his mind because they stink. And it's a beautiful thing. Christmas has come early, no doubt about it. Now, the Eagles, they got a big game this week. A big game versus the Rams. And a healthy offense with Pacua Nacua and Cooper Kupp. And this will be one of the biggest tests for this Eagles and this defense. But this defense is legit. It is definitely legit. And now they are officially the number one defense in the National Football League. You knew it was building, and you knew they were getting better and better. I can't believe we're sitting here right now, going into Week 12, and this team is got this defense playing like this. This team hasn't even peaked yet. This team isn't even playing perfect ball yet. They're only going to get better, and this defense is only going to get better. And we're going to talk about the defense in a minute. But there are a few things I want to talk about before that. First thing, well, I already mentioned that the Dallas still stinks. That we just got to throw out there so you remember. But I want to talk about Saquon Barkley. Because, and I'm thinking of this at the top of my head right now as I think about Saquon Barkley. And I don't know what the record is for total touchdowns, for like touchdowns, rushing touchdowns or whatever. But Saquon Barkley, if he would get the opportunities and if everything worked out for him, he might possibly have a shot at that record, okay? But Barkley, who has 8 touchdowns this year, should definitely, at the very least, have 13, if not more, right now, okay? Fortunately for Barkley, he's not getting paid for touchdowns. There's nothing in his contract. His agent was very smart about how they did that, knowing the Eagles use the push-tush a lot. And I got to tell you, I made a little bit of money because the over-under going into the season, as ridiculous as it's going to sound, was 7.5. 7.5 touchdowns for Barkley. He's already broken that with 8, so we want a little money on that, and it feels really good. But NFL.com wrote this, and I wanted you guys to hear this. When Saquon Barkley signed with the Eagles, he knew he was going to get a stellar offensive line, a chance for a playoff run, and maybe a vultured touchdown or two. In fact, while Barkley is on his way to a career year poised to eclipse 1,312 yards he rushed for in 2022, he, quote, only has 8 touchdowns. Thanks in part to the push-tush. Interestingly, as sources explained this week, Barkley's 3-year, $37.8 million contract. My God, can you please tell me that does not sound like the bargain of bargains? His $37.8 million contract planned for this exact experience by having a grand total of $0 in incentives based on touchdowns, with good reason, okay? And that's because of the push-tush. Now, how many touchdowns do you think Barkley hasn't got because of the push-tush? 3, 4? Maybe, where he could have gotten, okay, all right, so that's 3 or 4, so let's say it's 4, that's 12 touchdowns. Now, get this statistic, okay, because you could add those touchdowns to what his total maybe should be, but then look at this. Barkley, according to NFL research, has been tackled at the 1 or 2 yard line 11 times this season, most in the NFL. Many of those end up Jalen Hurts scores, which doesn't hurt Barkley's bottom line. It doesn't. However, let's say 6 of those 11, 5 of those 11 times where he's tackled the 1 or 2 would be touchdowns. That's another 5 or 6 touchdowns added to what? The 12? So he's got somewhere in the neighborhood of what, 18 touchdowns right now? What's the touchdown record anyways? I don't remember what it is. Is it like 28, 29 or something like that? I don't remember what it is, but it's interesting. Barkley, really, I mean, with the push-tush and then getting tackled to one or two, he could have like 18 touchdowns right now. But somewhere it will say 15 to 18 touchdowns. That's crazy. That's really, really crazy. Also, moving on to special teams. A lot of people are worried about Jake Elliott. What's going on with Jake Elliott? And you know what? I'm worried too. He hasn't looked that great this year. But I think we've got to give him the opportunity to kind of figure it out. He's been good long enough that we have to. And special teams coach Michael Clay talked about Elliott, and he said he wasn't really worried about him right now. He said all his misses have essentially been the same, overdraws, and therefore less concern and will be easier to fix. So they think that they could go ahead and fix it, according to special teams coach Michael Clay. I think we've got to give Elliott a chance to do that, but he's got to figure this out because he can't be missing field goals in the playoffs, all right? Now, Michael Clay also talked about Cooper DeJean. And what he said about Cooper DeJean kind of has me a little worried, because I am not one for wanting Cooper DeJean on punt returns. Not because he can't do it, because he can and he's good at it, but because we need him in the slot. I believe that this defense shored up a lot of its problems when Cooper DeJean took over for Avante Maddox. At that point, the Eagles started to roll. Michael Clay said this. He said, Cooper DeJean has been very good on punt returns. Will not say if DeJean will continue to return punts when Britton Covey comes back. He says, it's good to have two good returners. Now, my thought is this. If Covey can do punt returns, you gotta let him do it. I know Cooper DeJean could do it, and I know he could be good at it, but he's too valuable a piece to lose in the secondary. If he gets hurt or something happens to him because of the punt returns, you gotta play Avante Maddox, and that's trouble, because you know that big-ass toe of his isn't gonna hold up. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, okay? And one of the big reasons why I think the Eagles' defense is better is because the addition of Cooper DeJean into that secondary. All right, here's a look at the Eagles' defensive stats from their six-game winning streak, okay? This is the six games they win. This is also when Cooper DeJean came in and started playing in the slot, all right? It was after that Tampa game, after the bye week. So here's some stats for you. Total points for the Eagles in those six games during the six-game winning streak. Total points, 68, first in the NFL. Total yards, 1,268, first in the NFL. Passing yards, 784 yards, first in the NFL. 130.7 a game. All right, these are defensive numbers. Rushing yards, they only gave up 484 yards, first in the NFL. Takeaways, 11, 6 in the NFL. This defense has been lights out since that six-game winning streak started, which is the same time Cooper DeJean came in. All right? I think there's less, you know, I think that these teams went right after Maddox. I think he was a liability. And now this defense has the best defense in the National Football League. John McMullen says this, Pound Eagles are officially number one ranked defense in the Pound NFL entering week 12, up to number five on offense. So they're five on offense, number one on defense, and the offense hasn't even peaked. Really, this defense hasn't peaked. If you would have told me that going into week 12, the Eagles would have the number one defense in National Football League, there's no way I would believe it. I would have said, no, I don't think they do, but I think they're probably starting to play better right about now. I would think this is right around the time when they would start to be playing better, but they're already there. They're already there. And you know, Vic Fangio, I just listened to him on the way to work, and he was talking about you know, Jalen Carter has had a big impact on this defense, which he really has. He played 100% of the snaps last week, been playing 90%. So, you know, Jalen Carter has been really, really good. He also said Jordan Davis has been really good. And I bring up Jordan Davis because I had a lot of questions about Jordan Davis, and I've been thinking about Jordan Davis today about whether or not he deserves a contract extension. I think we've got to be patient with Davis. I think we've got to get him and let him find his way. The one thing Fangio said about Jordan Davis is that he's really starting to play good football. He's getting better. He's starting to play, and he's starting to get it. So maybe we just need some patience. One thing is, Eagle fans, especially me, and I say it, I'm guilty of this more than anybody. I sometimes tend to have no patience for guys. If they don't figure out, especially on defense, I'm like, I can't take this. I'm done. And then you look at guys like Brandon Graham and his career. He had the career he had because the Eagles had the patience to let him kind of figure it out early in his career, get through injuries and all that. N'Kobe Dean, look at what patience has done for his payoff. Look at Jordan Davis. The Eagles are being patient with him. He's starting to play good. Nolan Smith, okay? Zach Bond wasn't with the Eagles, but he was with another team for a long time and never got a chance. Sometimes you just have to have a little patience, and that's what we need. But this defense right now is playing lights out. They're the number one defense in the National Football League, and this is why they can beat the Detroit Lions, okay? The reason that I think the Eagles are the only team in the NFC that can beat the Lions, the reason that I think we're on a collision course with the Lions, is this defense is going to be the reason. The offense is very good, and they're explosive, and they haven't even peaked yet. But I think it's just going to be the defense that really helps us out. And I think that when they play the Lions, I think the Eagles' defense is better than the Lions' defense. And I think that's why the Eagles can beat them. But we've got to start this week versus the Rams. A big game this week, and this is a real test. If the Eagles' defense holds down the Rams and that pad and those receivers, then you know what? Nobody can say anything. They are the real deal. And I already believe they are the real deal, and they're going to be a problem going into the playoffs for teams, no doubt about it. With that said, take care. I'll talk to you later. Of course, don't be a thing bad. Remember, it's how we vision, baby. We're all just living in it. Mark Holmes has officially lost his marbles. He has lost his marbles. He is going to end up in a loony bin. Did you see this guy last night during a Cowboys game? The guy is playing around, choking a chicken. It's crazy. Pause. But it's kind of nuts. The guy has lost his mind. No doubt about it. Denzel Washington out. Doing something. That's all, folks.